You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossa. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Take your Bibles as I continue to talk to you about accessing the grace of God or the throne of grace. And I want to read Romans 5 again from verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to start and say to you this morning, God is not mad with you. God is not against you. God is for you. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus came so that you could have peace with God. It says, through whom we have access by faith into His grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we also glory in tribulation. I mean, everybody's negative and everybody wants to run away. But the Bible says in James chapter 1, count it all joy when you fall through various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But lest patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, mature, and lacking nothing. I want to say to you this morning, you're going to come through stronger on the other side in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I said you are going to come through stronger on the other side in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says, if anyone lack wisdom in the midst of a trial, James 1, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and without reproach, it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is not a time to doubt God's intention toward us. This is not a time to doubt God's ability to save us, to keep us, and to deliver us during this pandemic. Can I have an amen out there in television land? And up there in the balcony as well. Hallelujah. So back to Romans chapter 5, he says, we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. After having done all to stand, we stand. In the grace of God. Remember Paul? I mean, when Paul was a bit discouraged, God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Maybe you felt you've come to the end of the road this morning. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe you're facing uncertainties. You're facing tragedy. I don't know. But I want to encourage you to rest your hope fully upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that you still have a hope and a future, because that's what the Bible says. So when tribulation comes, we're not hopeless. We don't abandon hope, because we still have a place that we can go to, the throne of grace. There's still a place you and I can go in the midst of our crisis, in the midst of our trouble. There's still a place, it's the last time I'm doing this, that we can go. And that's the throne of grace. And we access this throne of grace by faith. Now, grace is what God already did for us. Faith is reliance upon what Jesus already did for us. And we're going to talk about that this morning in Jesus' name. But let me finish the scripture. He says, and tribulation produces perseverance, character. We're not going to lose ourselves in this pandemic. We're not going to forget that we are Christians. We are going to become better and not bitter. We are going to become lovers and not haters. We are going to become blessers and not curses. Can I have an amen in Jesus' name? It says now, and character produces hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. And the Bible talks about hope as the anchor of your soul. Hope is a favorable expectation of a better future. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Listen, they're in Pakistan this morning. I know you're facing many challenges. Every nation are facing this pandemic, but every nation are facing their own unique challenges. But God says, in the midst of tribulation, don't give up hope, because this hope is anchored, not in something that is false, but it is anchored in the love of God. That God is good, that God is merciful, that God is your Father, that God is able, that God promised, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. This is not a religion, this is a relationship. And Jesus came to reveal God as our Father, a Father of mercy, a Father of grace, a Father that is approachable, a Father that is ready to help, a Father who inclines His ear to the prayers of the righteous, a Father that the Bible says His eyes are upon us. And I know we are facing uncertainties, but there's nothing uncertain about God's love and God's will. There may be delays, but these delays are not denials. We persevere, we get more determined, we get stronger, we pray harder, we knock louder, amen. Come on, CRC, the month of July, we pray. We pray for those who lost their loved ones. We pray for our government. We pray against this evil tide of this virus in our land and in our world. And we pray and trust and cry out. 18 months already for God's deliverance. So we're gonna keep on knocking, knocking, knocking. Not at a closed door, but at an open door. We stand before the throne of grace where we find help and mercy in a time of need. I wanna tell you this morning, people may not like what I have to say, but I want to say to you, help is on the way. God has dispatched His angels. God is orchestrating our deliverance, and we are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And when we open our churches, we will have more people than ever before. We are going to see more people saved. God's going to elevate you. God's going to bless you. And at the end of this, you will be the head, and you will not be the tail. You will be above and not beneath. Oh, come on. I feel that that's a good time to give the Lord a praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I mean, it's deafening in this place with all the people praising you. The angels, okay? All these saints. It says, hope does not disappoint. Why? Because it's rooted in the love of God. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit is given to us. You know, where people say, don't give people false hope. I mean, that's like saying to a child, don't expect your dad to provide for you or your dad to put food on your table, etc. Our God is real. Our God is alive. God's not caught off guard in this pandemic. People have gone through things like this before in our world. The only difference is we didn't know about it because there were not televisions and there wasn't social media and everybody didn't have an opinion. People just had to suck it up and people just had to make do with whatever they faced. In the bubonic plague, when 40% of Europe was killed, then the Black Plague or the flu pandemic, then the First World War, Second World War. Think what humanity has had to overcome the last 100 years. That's why I'm telling you that this pandemic will not rewrite the history and the future of the church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Jesus said, or Paul said, my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I tell you this morning, you don't have a false hope because your hope is rooted in the love of God. And God's love was demonstrated on the cross 2,000 years ago. When He put His Son on a cross, His Son who had the power to call 12 legions of angels to deliver Him. But He never did that because of His love for you. And that is the work of grace. It is finished. Now Paul says we access that grace by faith and we stand in the grace of God. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I don't know, I know God knows because I'm anchored in the grace of God, which is rooted in hope, which is governed by the love of God. Oh, come on. I don't doubt God's love. I stand rooted and grounded in the love of God because there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. No pestilence, no famine, no sword, no nakedness, no persecution, no danger, no COVID. Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you this morning. I know so many of our people are gripped by a spirit of fear, and the Bible's very clear. When 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. Don't begin to doubt God's love because you have symptoms in your body. I know people have lost loved ones. We've lost some beautiful people in our church. And we grieve and mourn with everybody that's lost somebody. But it makes us more determined. I spoke to a pastor who lost his best friend, and I could see he was really down. And one of the beautiful men that's a security, that works here in security, he lost his dad a week or two ago. And he said, Pastor, I need church. Spoke to an advocate that also lost a relative. And he said, Pastor, we just want to come and worship God. We want to get into the presence of God. We want to mourn in the presence of God. That's why we want our churches open. We want people to be able to find comfort in the presence of God, in a safe environment where people can come and worship God, where people can be consoled by the Holy Ghost and strengthened. And I pray this morning in your home that God consoles you, that God comforts you, that God lifts you up, that God strengthens you in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what happened yesterday, we stand in God's grace today, and we do not give up hope, because hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Come on, say it this morning. I don't care how you feel, say it this morning. Say, because of God's love. Come on, I want to hear you all the way from your television seat. Say it this morning. Say, because of the love of God, I have a future and a hope in Jesus' name. If you believe it, say amen and give the Lord a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So we have hope because it's rooted in God's love. And this hope does not disappoint us. We therefore persevere, knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that there is a tomorrow after this COVID day, knowing that there are still many chapters to be written in our lives. This is not the final chapter. Knowing that the best days of our lives are ahead of us, because we have a God. Listen, the economist wrote and said, historians, and we learn from history, believe that the Black Death made Europeans more adventurous. The Spanish flu gave way to increased expressions of risk-taking. Many countries are in for unusually fast economic growth after COVID-19. Say amen. Hallelujah. So what can be expected? These are business people writing this, okay? And actually, they agree with what God says in the Bible. That's the amazing thing. How many Christians disagree with what God says, and people in the world have more faith in the future than many people that call themselves Christians. He says, the record suggests that following periods of massive financial disruption, such as wars, pandemics, the GDP of a country tends to go up. It offers further lessons. Listen, past disasters have encouraged people to be more resilient, to take greater risks by being more entrepreneurial. That's why I told you at the start of this pandemic, we're not going to go through this without walking in a personal close encounter with Jesus. I speak to business people all the time. They say, Pastor, we have to give guidance to business people out there. And I say, yes. Every enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. And those are all true. But more than that, you need to walk with God and have a God plan. That's what James says. If you lack wisdom, ask God. Get the mind of God. Because God knows how to turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. God knows how to get you into your tomorrow. God knows how to get you through your winter season. He's not about to abandon you. He's your father. He's your friend. He's the one who loves you. He's the one who will never abandon you. He's the one that sticks closer than a brother in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So let's not be overwhelmed by fear. Let's not be overwhelmed by our present realities. Let's keep hope and faith alive, because it's rooted in the love of God. Faith works by love. Let's pray and keep on praying, because as God's children, we have a place to go. We're not like people in the world that are hopeless. We have a Father. We have a place we can go. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16 in the Message Bible again. The Bible says, now we know what we have. We have Jesus, hallelujah. This great high priest with ready access to God. Let's not allow it to slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality in 2021. He's been through weakness and testing, experiencing it all but sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. I mean, it amazes me how people think that this amazing God is not ready or willing to help us. There's not a person that came to Jesus in the Bible that Jesus said, I don't want to help you, I'm not going to help you, and he turned his back on anybody. Remember, Jesus is grace personified. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. The Bible says in Hebrews, in days gone by, God spoke to us through prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. So when Philip cries out, and he says, show us the Father. Jesus says, have I been with you so long and you still say, show us the Father? He says, believe the works that I do. What works did Jesus do? In Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says, he went about doing good, not evil, and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I've said this again and again. The image you have of God is the most powerful image you can have. Many people have a distorted image of God. Many people think God still is holding out on them, wants to teach them a lesson, because they don't understand what God did through his Son, Jesus Christ. They don't understand that we access the throne of grace by grace. We don't deserve it, but on the throne sits a loving Father. At his right hand sits an advocate, a mediator, the one who died for us, the one who is the door to the Father, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, the one who is the deliverer and the Savior. He says, in time of trouble, in time of need, make your way to the throne of grace, where God is ready, where your Savior is ready. Oh, come on, that's good news, to help you in time of need. He's a merciful God. He's gonna help you with mercy and goodness. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot preach a gospel of religion, a gospel of anger, a gospel of judgment, because he has been judged by the Father 2,000 years ago. So now, in these times, in the Old Testament, we even read that the psalmist writes, he says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do we still believe that God is willing to help us, that God can help us, that God is for us and not against us, that God wants to deliver us, that God will preserve us? I mean, some people don't, but when you consider what Jesus did to you or for you, Jesus is God's plan. He's God's will. He is God personified in the flesh. That's why we cannot get to know the Father by studying Scripture alone. Remember, Jesus said, you study the Scriptures, for in them you think you find life. That was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. All they were concerned about was their doctrine and their opinions. And Jesus said, you study the Scriptures, but you don't come to me that you may have life. The Scriptures point to life. The Scriptures point to hope. The Scriptures point to a Savior, to a deliverer, to a helper. I mean, he sends the Holy Spirit, and that word parakletos, in essence, remember in John 16 when Jesus said, I'm leaving and it's good for you, because when I go, I send another what? Helper? Not somebody to judge you, not somebody to hold out on you, but a helper. One who will walk you through this valley, through your darkest times. A comforter. In time of trouble, when you lose a loved one, like I lost my father many years ago, my brother, many close friends. I've had so many people in my life that have passed on to the next life because they don't die, they just live from all kinds of diseases and accidents and different causes, etc. That's why we're not bound by fear when we face this pandemic. Sure, we have to be wise. But we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. We stand rooted and grounded in the love of God. We access what God did for us 2,000 years ago, the victory that Jesus provided 2,000 years ago. We access that grace by faith in what God has done alone. That means when we come to the throne of grace, we come confidently. We come as children. We don't come as beggars. We come expecting what we can receive. A yes and not a no. I'm busy orchestrating your deliverance. An angel that says, Daniel, from the first day you set your heart, the first day, I've come to deliver you. But the king of the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. God's hearing your prayers. God is orchestrating our deliverance. This is a spiritual battle. So that's why our first resort is always prayer, that we come to the throne of grace, which is our safe place, which is our certain place, where we know that God is for us and we know God hears our prayers. And we have access in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know in God's time, He's going to deliver us. In God's time, He's going to bring us through. That God is never going to fail us. He's never going to forsake us. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus, you're in this place. Shout amen. And give this amazing God a big praise offering. So let's talk about this access into the grace of God by faith. Romans 5 verse 2. Again, Bible says, through Jesus, we have access by faith into the grace that we stand. So where do we stand? We stand in the place of grace. The throne of grace. We stand in a place where we expect help. And when there's delays, when there are tribulations, what does it do? We just read it. It produces perseverance. We get stronger, more determined. We never give up. That perseverance produces character. We don't lose hope and we don't doubt who we are and we don't backslide and we don't lose our testimony and we don't become ravaging wolves on social media. No, we become better and more loving, and we help more poor people, and we feed more people, and we display more of God's love out there with that which we still have. Can I have an amen? And I now want to give a big shout out to all our CRC members that are faithfully contributing with your EFTs every single month. For 18 months, we haven't had to receive any offerings, and we are still feeding tens of thousands of people every single month because of your faithfulness. We still have our baby houses open, our orphanages. We still get women out of human trafficking, etc., 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 because of your faithfulness. God bless you in Jesus' name. We've given over 60,000 food parcels over the last year and 4 months during this COVID pandemic. You know, people always talk about money. We buy that food. Nobody gives us the food. We buy it. It's costing us over 2 million rand a month that we help, that we spend to help the poor out there every single month. Thank you to the members of CRC. A big shout out that you have not lost your purpose, that we take care of the orphans, we take care of the widows, we help those in hospital, we help our police. So many things that we are doing behind the scenes, and I want to honor you and thank you for making it possible that we are a shining light in the midst of darkness in our community. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we are positioning ourselves to launch great, great, great attacks. Amen. Not against people, but on behalf of God's kingdom. People aren't going to like it, but we've positioned many pieces of ground that we're going to acquire. We're going to build churches all over South Africa. We're helping other pastors to build churches. We're doing a lot of things. We're planning. We're not scaling down. We're not sitting with our tail between our legs. We're going to take massive strides for God and for God's kingdom next year. Not that we're not doing it now. I mean, during this pandemic, God has increased our platform hundredfold, literally, in Russia. 7 million people watching a month or every Sunday, Pakistan, India, all over Africa. It's amazing what God has done during this time of lockdown. So when we fight for the church, and people say, Pastor, why don't you just go on social media or do live stream? Hey, we've done it for the last 15 years. We were the first church in South Africa to be live streaming our services long before anybody else thought about this. So we are ready for this. We were prepared for this. We're the last church that should be fighting for churches to open. But we do so because there are pastors who don't have a voice. Amen. And yes, the thing that people don't want to hear, that large ministries like this will sail through this pandemic. It's the small churches that are suffering. And if the small churches keep on attacking me as they are, then maybe I won't fight for you any longer. Amen. So everything we receive from God is by grace through faith. Listen. Grace is what God has done. Faith is our trust, reliance, and belief in what God already has done. The two work together. It's not one or. It's not either or. We access grace by faith. So you have the grace camp, they never talk about faith, and you have the faith camp that never talks about grace. The two work together. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, for by grace you have been saved through what? Through faith. You had to believe what Jesus did for you. For by grace, you don't save yourself, but you believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we receive salvation by this amazing grace, through faith. I'll say it again. We receive this amazing grace through faith. It's a gift that we receive by faith. God's grace has made all things available to us. We access this by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1-6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So my brother and my sister, we can't be neutral in this time. We cannot have no vision. We cannot have no hope. Because Hebrews 11 verse 1, the Bible says, faith is the substance, the ingredients, the materiality of things hoped for. Hope is a favorable expectation. So without hope, that is rooted in the grace of God and the love of God, your faith will never be activated. Faith is not a formula. Faith is reliance, dependence, belief on what Jesus already has done, and then acting on what He did for you already. Saying what He did. You know, people say, well, I don't believe in this confession thing. It's not a confession thing. It is declaring what Jesus did. It is standing in the grace of God. It is saying, Father, I trust what You have done. I trust Your will. I believe Your will. I believe I have a tomorrow. Right now, when I look at my circumstances, Father, I stand in a place of lack and loneliness. But I know, because of what Jesus did for me, I have a future, I have a tomorrow. I access Your grace, all that Your Son has done for me, by faith in the name of Jesus. I don't doubt, I don't live double-minded, I don't vacillate, I don't question Your goodness and Your mercy. No, in times of faith, I come as a child. I say, Lord, my name is Anna. I'm coming right to the throne of grace. You are my Father. You're a good, good God, a good, good Father. You are a Father who is for me, a Father who answers my prayers. I access that by faith in Jesus' name. So by faith, we receive everything that grace already has provided and made available. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from a place of victory. We're not in a place of defeat. We have to remind ourselves, right? Where do we stand? In grace. What is grace? It's what Jesus did. What is that? That's victory. So in that place, we lift our eyes to our Father who sits on a throne of grace. We stand in grace and we access the throne of grace by faith. So Jesus paid the full price. Listen, I have to close. for our redemption. I'll get into that next week. We freely receive it by faith. We are justified by what? By faith, not by works. We are righteous by faith. We have acceptance by faith. Grace through faith. Amen. We don't have to work for it. You don't work for your salvation. So you don't have to work for your deliverance. You don't have to work for your blessing. You don't have to work for provision. You have to make your way to the place where you will receive help. And He sent the Holy Ghost to be your helper, to lead you to the throne of grace, to help you petition your Heavenly Father, to not only pray for our nation, but to pray for yourself as well, to say, Father, I trust You. I believe in You. Thank You that You've made this possible. I stand before Your throne of grace. I know You're a good, good God. We're going to get that song ready. I know You're a loving Father. I know You're not against me. You know, people who don't understand what Jesus came to do, they always vacillate between the law and grace. They marry law and grace, and they preach a distorted gospel. When Jesus hung on the cross and the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, and He said, it is finished, it means we have access. We're into the grace of God. Access into a new dispensation, which is one of grace and mercy. So grace is what Jesus did. He provided salvation, healing, provision, victory, deliverance, peace, shalom. Faith is taking possession of what Jesus did already. You're getting that? So faith cannot be neutral. Faith cannot take a day off. Faith cannot be que sera, sera, whatever will be, no. Bible says He's ready to help, but we have to go to Him for help. We have to access the help that He has provided 2,000 years ago. So faith is not getting God to do anything. Faith is accessing what Jesus already did 2,000 years ago. Jesus already obtained eternal redemption for all of us. Jesus already redeemed us from the curse of the law. He's not going to do it. He has. That's why you read the Bible. Bible says, has redeemed us, has delivered us, has forgiven us, has justified us. It's all past tense. When? 2,000 years ago when He died on the cross for you and me. So justification is by faith in what Jesus did for me. So I want to say to you this morning, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, how bad you've been, God loves you. And that's the amazing thing about God that religious minds cannot get around. That anybody can come to God. The sinner can come to God. The saint can come to God. The backslider can come to God. Anybody can come to God. But there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. You're sitting there this morning and you're watching me. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe during this COVID time, you've lost yourself. I don't know that people are going to go through this pandemic sanely outside of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have to tell you, because every day people face battles, every day there are thoughts, and every day people are faced with negativity, etc. But we as Christians can stand secure and firm in the grace of God, rooted and grounded in the love of God, knowing that we have a future and a hope, and accessing that future by faith, which is done, settled. It's not a debate in heaven between God and the angels whether we will be delivered. God already provided for our deliverance. He hung on the cross for your forgiveness. He died so that you could have peace with God. So this morning, you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you did it sometime, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from Him and you need a fresh start with God. I want you to put your hand on your heart this morning and just pray this little prayer with me, because the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just say this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give myself back to You. I believe You love me so much that You died for my sin. I believe You are the Christ, that You rose from the grave, that You are alive. Today, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for filling my heart with peace. In Jesus' name, I'm your child. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.